don't know if you've ever heard the expression, that man has a real heart for God. That woman has a real heart for God. How do you know, though, that somebody has a heart for God? Is that something that only God can know? Since man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looketh on the heart. Is that something that only God can know? We know that a man can be clean on the outside, but very dirty on the inside. Those were the Pharisees. Jesus said, "Ye may clean the outside of the cup, but within they are full of extortion and excess." Matthew 23:25. But is it possible to be clean inside and dirty on the outside? That's the main question I want to present to you today. Is it possible to be clean on the inside and dirty on the inside? In the very next verse, after the one I read from Matthew 23:25, in verse 26, Jesus said, "Cleanse first that which is within the cup, that the outside of them may be clean also." That tells me that if a man is clean on the inside, it will impact his outside. So if outside somebody is dirty, does that kind of give you an indication of what's on the inside? A man who truly has a heart for God will not conduct himself in a manner that contradicts his claim. Why am I addressing this? Well, there is that claim by some who want to have a heart for God, but are tired of the issues that really deal with that, having a heart for God. Furthermore, there's this faulty thinking that it's important what's in my heart. And this is what you'll often hear somebody say, well, it's what's in my heart that really counts. After that person has just witnessed you say something or do something, that is not indicative of a clean heart. Well, you've got to know my heart. Actually, I think I just learned. Because if what's on the inside is actually clean, you would not have said that. You would not have done that. So in Matthew chapter 21, Jesus actually gave a parable about two sons and what their father asked them to do and who did his will. Matthew 21:28, "But what think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, 'Son, go work today in my vineyard.' He answered and said, 'I will not.' But afterward he repented and went. And he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered and said, 'I go, sir,' and went not." And then Jesus asks this question, "Whether of them twain did the will of his father?" They said unto him, "The first." And then Jesus makes the application. The point I want to make from the parable is that when people say, "Well, that was in my heart," when you say that was in my heart, that you're saying, "I intended to do that." And in this situation, the first son said he was going to do it, never did it. The second son said he wouldn't, but he did. Intentions don't equal the right act until that intention is carried out. So in Ezekiel chapter 6, we see that the heart is made known by the way of life of somebody, by what they do. This is so elementary, but it has to be addressed. In Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 8, God is saying, "I will shortly pour out my fury upon thee and accomplish mine anger upon thee, and I will judge thee according to your heart and will recompense thee for all thine abominations." Is anybody awake? What did I miss? What did I change? Yeah. He says, "I will judge you according to your ways." He doesn't say according to your heart. Same thing in verse 27. "The king shall mourn, the prince shall be clothed with desolation, and the hands of the people of the land shall be troubled. I will do unto them after their way, and according to their deserts will I judge them, and they shall know that I am the Lord." The judgment upon Israel was for their ways, thy ways. Go back to chapter 6 of Ezekiel. And notice that the whorish heart is made known by its whorish ways. Let me read verse 9 of chapter 6. And they that escape of you shall remember me among the nations whither they shall be carried captives, because I have broken with their whorish heart, which hath departed from me, and with their eyes, which go a whoring after their idols. They go whoring after their idols because of their whoring heart. It is the heart that drives their actions to worship idols. A whorish heart is what results in whorish ways. You cannot emphasize a heart for God without recognizing its impact on your ways. A man who truly has a heart for God will live a life for God. He who has a heart for God will be repulsed by what God is repulsed by. He will love what God loves. He will hate what God hates. He will take issue with that which God takes issue. The prophets in the Bible dealt with issues. They dealt with man's behavior. It is what we do, folks. You've heard this so many times. But I need to be reminded of it. You need to be reminded of it. That the heart and the conduct are inseparable in what happens. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. What man was doing was because of the imagination of the thoughts of his heart. What that man was inside is what he did. How a man deals with life's issues simply reveals what's in his heart, regardless of what he claims. You might know this verse. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. How a man deals with life's issues simply reveals what's in his heart already. Go to Jeremiah 17. So back to Jeremiah 17. Passage I was reading this past week in my devotions, Jeremiah 17. You know verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Well, verse 10. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his heart and according to the fruit of his doings. I purposely messed up. How did I mess up? Yeah. God says, I search the heart, I try the reins. The reins are the very innermost being of a man. We have a men's Bible study on Tuesdays, and we're talking about the reins. And it is most likely that refers to a person's kidneys. And of course, when we've had all that coffee, the guys say, I've got to go take care of my reins. You know, the kidneys are full. But that's talking about the very innermost part of a man. And God says, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, what he does. Because what's in the heart impacts your ways. So, you claim to have a heart for God? If true, your actions will show. Lord, may I truly have a heart for you.